Okay. Daf Tez Zayin Amud Aleph. What happens if you don't pay me and I keep the mashke? It's worth more than what the loan is. What happens then? And all that kind of stuff. Okay. Daf Tez Zayin Amud Aleph. So how did Rabbi Akiva know that the Eibush did not to look in the wrong places? My daughter, what did he dashen? Amud Rabbi Bachana Rabbi Yechanan. It says Va'osa Meriva is Kodesh. So he tied Va'osa as an ois, a sign. Meriva is Kodesh. Malachim hang around. He knew the Eibush is around this. So he didn't peer. That's a sign when all the malachim are there congested. Dogul is a sign also. When you see a lot of malachim there, you know that the Eibush is around there. Not sure what the machlokes is. Hashem is the master of his army. Again, same idea. He knew there was a lot of malachim, he just avoided it. He said, you know how he knew where the Eibush was? Loi beruach Hashem. And there's not in the wind, but achar ruach rashik, bring tumult to loy berash Hashem. Ba'achar rash, eish fire, loy be'eish Hashem. Ba'achar eish kol v'naka, a little quiet voice. V'in Hashem o'even, that's what Eibush is. Torah Mam Glent. Shisha dvorim nemru b'shedim. Now six things said regarding shedim. That what? Shloisha ke malach yashar. In three areas, they're just like a man. Like a malach, shloisha ke malach yashar. Like a man. Shloisha ke malach yashar is yesh lehem kunafayim, they have wings ke malach yashar. Number one, they have wings like a malach. V'tosin misseifa eilem, so they can fly from one end of the world to the other end of the world like a malach. The yoidin masha osin liyas ke malach yashar is they know the future. Yoidin sarkadata, how do they know the future? Not that they're novim, but they can hear behind the curtain kimalach yashar is what's going to happen. And in which aspects are they similar to mankind? Vishloisha kibbani adon, like humans. Oichlin vishaisi kibbani adon, eat and drink like people. I'm not sure what all this means. Podin varovni adon, they multiply like people. Umeisin kibbani adon, they also eventually die like people. Shisha dvorim nembi adon, 16 said about people. Shloisha kimalach, in three areas were similar to malachim. Vishloisha kibbahima, three like a behema. Shloisha kimalach yashad is yesh lehem das, we have intelligence kimalach yashad is mahalchim big kaimus kufu, we go upright kimalach yashad is umisaprim beloshna kaidish. If we speak loshna kaidish, then you're like a malach kimalach yashad is of a shloisha kibbahima, three respect like an animal. Oichlin vishayzim and eat drink like a behema. Upadim and gain the multiply like a behema. And they excrete like a behemoth.
Why does it compare the shading to the oichli m'shoisim ki bnei odom, and yet bnei odom it compares oichli m'shoisim ki behemoth?
Because
why doesn't it compare for like one to the other?
No, because the chiddush is not that we eat; the chiddush is that they eat. So they're saying that in certain respect they're human; they have a human form. That's why they're able to be seen by Amarim all the time, Yosef, Shid, and all these things, because they have a human form, because they eat, they have all the needs. Taste it further, they also have to go, they sleep, and all that kind of stuff. They do everything like a human being. What do you call it? But we're highlighting, I guess, just what makes us special, what makes us common.
But when we eat, why are we like a behemoth?
Because it's not a human thing to eat, it's a earthling thing to do. They're too far removed from behemoth to compare a shade to behemoth. Rashi. No, Rashi. No, that's of him means just for intellect. Just stamp, without going into details. Kolam is talking about Dvorim. Anybody who looks at the following things, Rosh Lalabalam better, he should have been created. Bishleim, Malamaila, what's above the world, Malamata, what's above the Ragli Achayis, and what's beneath that, Mala Ocher, what's behind Lechayin, is that Elefnim, what happened before the world. Matahava Habe. What's the big deal? Why Rolo Shlabalam? Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Lodom Zavayu, Moshel, Rabbi Lodom Zavayu, Moshel to a king, Shalom, Avod, the Bonu, Lee, Palatini, they want you to build me great palaces, Buyal Ashba, and wasteland, Holchu, Von, they built him, Ain't the Chinese Shemela, Haskar, Shemashu, he doesn't want ever people to remind him, oh, this place was built, and it used to be a swamp, a wasteland. So if you want to talk before the world, was Toyu Vavayu, he doesn't want to talk about it, Rashi. Sorry?
Very fancy apartments in Docklands, still calling the Docklands, usually Docklands is not regarded as
true, but these days, dark lenses, anything with water today is considered prestigious. The whole world changes focus. Actually, anybody who doesn't have Rachmanis and Davis is covered. Mahi, what did he do? Didn't have Rachmanis and Davis is covered. You should not stare too long on the rainbow. It's not brought down halacha. If you do aveda discreetly, that means you're saying the Eibush is not here. We won't do it there because the Eibush is there. Here, we'll do it. We'll do it. The Eibush is not here. So you're pushing away the Eibush to Mistakel Bekesh. The Chassid says, "Come out, Hakesh Hashiyeh Banon." Like the appearance of the rainbow in the cloud. Be Yemai Geshen Rain Day came Mada Hanegus Aviv. This is also the appearance of the light around him. Umarim was Kved Hashem. This is the Kved Hashem. If you just keep on looking at it, you're treating it as if it's garnished. Anybody doesn't very discreetly kill doichi gragelish chini. You push the Eibush away. Shem it says, "Koyam Hashem Hashamayim Kisi V'Har." That's a damn ugly. And therefore, you're pushing the Eibush away, saying he's not here. Rashi doichi shchina. Oyma beliba ain't a shchina. Can Eibush not here? That's why you do the Vedo. Chisi V'Har. That's a damn ugly. The Eibush is here. So therefore, yeah, that's the problem.
A Talmid of
Rabbi Yosef.
No,
these Amoraim. Who are you talking about?
No, because I just remember Rabbi Yechon Mezakeh, when he was dying, he told his Talmidim that the fear of the
Eibush covered Shemayim,
like the fear of the Eibush. It's the same Indian that you should push to have. You shouldn't think that you can do things.
We had yesterday. Yiras Shemayim is before more important than Torah. If you want Torah to protect you, you need Yiras Shemayim as your basis. Sorry. This is but I didn't do that.
At the same time as Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yudin and Siyah.
Anyway, it's not so. You're telling me that you should not do it very discreetly. Didn't we learn before? Already we had in May Cotton, we learned. If a person sees his heart is really too strong, go to somewhere nobody recognizes you, dress in black, and wrap yourself in black, do whatever you want. It's better to do it discreetly. Rashi, what's the advice? Rashi. So therefore you're not that confident. Here you're confident, you feel you do whatever you want. There you're not that confident. So first of all, we're hoping Yitzhahara's ability to influence you will be reduced. Nobody really thinks about who you are. So therefore there's no Chil Hashem. First of all, maybe you'll subdue Yitzhahara. Second of all, there's no Chil Hashem. Taisa brings over here that mashaliba chavetz means when you go to a place and you dress in black, your yetzahara feels uncomfortable, and therefore you'll be able to do what your heart really wants, which is to do Torah mitzvahs. Mashaliba chavetz is not the aveda, but you're breaking your heart, and now you do what your heart really wants, is Torah mitzvahs. Okay, weiter. Anyway, to taste it, but Agumar here seems to be learning parts of Shad. You will do an Aveda, and if you do Aveda, do it discreetly. And here says, if you do Aveda discreetly, better you wouldn't create it all. Says the Gemara, depends. Like Kasha, hold the Motzah Chayfli. If you could have, if subdued Yetzahara, and you decide to do it anyway deliberately, then you're Lo Shalabar Olam. You're saying there's no Ebershta. Hold the Motzah Chayfli. You can't control yourself, so at least go to a place with no Chil Hashem. That's different. Rashi, Motzah Chayfli, you say, Yobay Teich Aoshu Nechwe, Pesay Solhai, Kil Deich Adaglaim. If a guy could have controlled himself, he decides to do it anyway because there's no Ebershta there, that's terrible. Hechel, Motzah Chayfli, you say, Toiv Le Betzina Befehesh, no Chil Hashem. Who was interpreter of Rish Lakish? If you look into the, not only look, stackle, you steer. No, stackle is steering, and the is a glimpse. So he's steering at these three things. Ain't no kai, your eyes become weak. By Keshis, like we just said about a minute ago, the rainbow. You shouldn't look at the rainbow too long. Uvanossi, you should never look at Nossi's throw in his face too long. And Koyanim, never look at Koyanim. That's the Eibush's appearance. So we see that every Nasi has a chelik of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hamastakel b'koinim b'zman shebeis hamigdash hayikayim. If you look at koinim while the beis hamigdash was around, so oimdin malduchanim standing on the platform, unvorchim yisrael b'shem afaydish. Use the shem afaydish, and that's the problem. Look at the koinim shem afaydish. Rashi vorchim shem afaydish. Hashchin shoyde al kishy etzbeisayim. The Shechin is on their fingers. So Taisa here argues on Rashi, we had a Megillah, why couldn't you look? We learned in Gemara that if a Kohen has a mum on his fingers, if he's allowed to duch or not. We said if it's dosh by Be'ira, if everybody says he's aware of it, then it's all right. But if it's not dosh by Be'ira, you're not allowed to, you shouldn't go to duch. And what was the problem? So Taisa, the problem is, you distract people, see it, they won't concentrate on the brachas, they'll think about this Kohen. Rashi says, because the Shechin is there, if you look at it, you become blind. So you lose your eyesight. So it says in Feshim Yomar here that the only time that it's an Indian is in Zman Beis HaMikdash Kayim. But in the Shalev HaMikdash Kayim is not a problem. What's the famous Yiddish thing when we were kids, all our teachers ask us? I'm a cooked Eimol of a Koyin, you come blind in your right eye. If you look twice during Duchening under the Talus, you become blind in both eyes. If you look a third time, you die.
How can you look at third?
Oh, oh, they want to hear the little kid say that. That's how they tell. Remember, Rabbi always said, Chadude, Abaya? Yeah. So that's all it was. Okay, writing about it.
It seems that if the concern is that he's got the woman, look at the woman.
Distract Hetz Chadas.
Yeah, I understand, but that means that they really didn't cover their hands in the telescope.
Yeah, and exactly. And you also didn't cover because you looked. Mm. This all came about after. It says Mefedish that it says Mefedish in Shulchan Aruch. Now that we put a talos, a crane put a talos, it doesn't matter all these things about Mumim. Nobody sees them anyway. Forget about us, they.
How could a crane about Mumim be doing Avoidah Samikdash?
No, no, Duchni. Duchni and Avoidah. Mighty Gemara. And Bezman Shabbat Beis Hamikdash Kayim doesn't necessarily mean in the Beis Hamikdash either. It could be in Shalayim. It seems at that time, that's when they all did.
What's even Bigulin Dabu Mevon?
That's what it seems. That's what it seems to taste is here. Otherwise, you should have asked. It should be just Beis Hamikdash. Well, let's begin. Dafka Bezman Shabbat Beis Hamikdash Kayim. Yilo Hassan Bigvulim. Bigvulim. Does it mean Gvulim versus Beis Hamikdash? Gvulim means today versus then. Maybe it means only Beis Hamikdash and not anywhere outside you didn't. Kivati Gemara. Dodish Abid Abrahim, Tugum, and Rashloki, the interpreter of Marichi, it says in Posse. Alta aminu vereya, do not trust your enemy or the bad person. Atif Chabalov, do not trust the officer. What's that going on? Ein reya, who's the reya? Emiyim lecha yetzahara, chatoiv, the yetzahara has a sin, but don't worry, they shall forgive you. Alta amin, don't believe him. How do I know? Alta amin bereya. Don't believe in a reya. Reya means a friend, but it also means bad. Ein reya yetzahara, who's bad and you're trying to be your friend? Yetzahara. She never says, ki yetzahara. The ain't alu, and he's telling you, don't worry about it. It's not an aveda. The ain't alu, who's a real officer? The Eibishter. Shnei met alu from the Urayata, and therefore, don't trust him when he says nothing is going to happen. If I do an aveda, who'll know? The base of a kodesh base was made midin. They'll be the witnesses. The stones of your house and the beams of your house. Hey, me eden. They are going to be your witnesses. We had this a number of times. Shneimet says, "Ki ever mikit, he's like the stones from the walls are going to scream out. The kapis me'eti anena, and the wooden bricks are going
to
scream out as well."
To come onto Adnei Bayis, if you have Azina Shemayim Adaveda, that the Shemayim Ba'aretz are aiding to everything.
They're aiding that the Torah is nitzchis, but who is actually aiding your personal private life? But when you close the door of your house, who knows? Only the walls. But your own neshama will testify. It says regarding your neshama, that which sleeps lies in your bosom, will guard what goes in or out of your mouth. They watch you all the time, and they will test, and they will be your edim. And Chacham say a vod of shall adam edim. It's actually your limb. Shneimer says va'atem edai num Hashem banikel. You are my edim, and he's saying there. And it says ein bechem zor va'atem edim. Nobody else there but you. You yourself will be your own edis. Your body will be edis against you. Looking at right, Mishneh. This is the first machlekes in Jewish history. Yosi ben Yehezer Omer. Yosi was a nasi. Says shalai lisma ichnos micha. Yosef ben on an animal on Yom Tov, you don't do smicha. There's two ways to learn pshat in the Mishnah. The Gemara will generally learn that main pshat is we're talking about on Yom Tov. Since you have to use kol koicha, you're not allowed to use an animal on Yom Tov because you might take a branch off. So therefore, it's muktzim and the rabbanim. So we see that even though it's a mitzvah shvus, the rabbanim still applies. No smicha. That's one. The other way of learning is bechlal kabbanis chayva don't require smicha. Don't do it with Yom Tov. Yosef ben Yechim was the avbezin at that time. Oimel lisma. He disagrees that you should be smicha. Yeshua Prachi was a Nasi, says, no smicha. Nita Yorabedu with his avbezin says, Lismaich. No, he was trying to bring out in every generation, they couldn't get on the president and the Rav. Never get on. Yehuda ben Tabai Oymer, Shalizma. Yehuda Abu the Nasi said, no smicha. The next, you go generation. Shimon Shadach Oymer Lismaich. Shimon Shadach was the avbezin says to be Seimach. Shmaya, now we should swap around. Shmaya was Av Bezin. He says, Lismach, you have to be Saimich. Till now, the Av Bezin says, no. Now Shmaya turned around and says, yes, let's be Saimich. And Avtalion, his Av Bezin says, Loy Lismach. Hillel Menachem, there was the next generation with Hillel and Menachem. Hillel was a Nasi, as we know, they brought him out from Bavel to be Nasi, when they didn't know to run Pesach and Shabbos, had a Pesach and Shabbos. And Menachem, we don't know much about him, was his Av Bezin. First time in history they didn't have a fight. And you know what happened to Menachem? Yotzi, he left. The Gemara has one opinion. You know what happened? He became fry. If you don't have machlekes, there's no passion.
Machlekes Hashem Shammai.
You know, in history, Mitzvah is talking, but in history, all the good things that came out is always from machlekes because it's passion. when people are tolerant and they're okay, there's no passion. No passion, you don't build. Machlekes builds new communities, new shuls, new schools, new everything else.
Can I suffer? The biggest developer of anything scientific is a war.
That's right. Orphan, rich, war is the mother of
weapons and things.
Exactly. Anyway, one opinion says he went to Tabriz. The other opinion is he went to the army. Nichne Shammai then took over Menachem's place. So Shammai was the Avbezin. Interesting how Hillel and Shammai got on. Shammai Amar Shalai Lismech. Shammai says he shouldn't be Samech, Hillel Zil Lismech. Taste is a very important taste here. Throughout, it always bothered me, but throughout Chas, say Shammai Mokim Hillel is not a Mishnah. And yet, you look in every Bryce and every Mishnah, whatever the Beishamai's name is always first. He doesn't even register as an opinion, and yet he's always given cover to be the first opinion. Why? Look at Taste here. The Alta Tama, the last taste on the page. Do not wonder, I hold the Chosh of Shammai Mekam Hill. Why is Shammai mentioned before Hill? The last tastes. There's tastes, and the Hill and Nasi. Everyone agrees Hill is a Nasi. Nasi should be first. Ikel Mema Beyoizki Gimel Mezurish. And the first three groups there, the Nasi said, don't be Seimich. Asher Omru Shalai Lismaich. Who said you should not be Seimich? Hoye Nasiim. And Shammai Sava Kavasai, like the three generations prior to him, besides Shammai, Noked Labor to Shaina. Therefore, he's mentioned first because he agreed with three generations of Nasiim who said, don't be Seimich. So they made him first. The Agav, the Nokele Hocha, but Shaina, Choshele Bechol Mokum Shammai Mekamehu. You hear that? That's why Shammai's name is always first. Because once you have it one place, and this is the first Machlek is recorded in history, so his name is always first.
But didn't we have somewhere that Hillel was Machalek covered to Shammai, always let them speak first?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't do with the Mishnah. The Mishnah was Abiyud HaNasi. Why would you make a mistake and think that Shammai is a Nasi? Shammai only took over someone else's place, Menachem. And everyone knew that Hillel and the Choshev Achil, and Hillel's name was mentioned first by Menachem. So Hillel was a Nasi, that's clear. Shammai stepped into the shoes of Menachem before it's clear that he wasn't making a mistake. So I'm saying, important taste is now you know why Shammai's name was mentioned first. Back to the Gemara. The first names generally, the first three generations were Nasiim, and the second name was Abezin. The last two names are not sure. Let's see the Gemara. Tell the mom, you learn. The first three pairs should not be Samech, we're Nasiim, Vishnaim, and then the second group, the two said you should be Samech, which are named second, they were Nasiim. Other ones were always Abbezin, Divra Meir, which is the way we learned Amishnah. However, Chum say Yehuda ben Tabai was actually Abbezin. Even though Yehuda ben Tabai's name is mentioned first, he was only the Abbezin. Shimon Shatrach was a Nasi. Shimon Shatrach was a Nasi. Okay. Says the Gemara, that's what you think. I don't agree. Mantan, that's Chum. Mantan, a lot of Tanabon, so tell me who learned the following. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, we had a Zamak, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai said, I should not see the Nechama. No, I should be punished if I don't exercise my authority in the following case. There was, if the case was with somebody, was the two agents came in and tried to say this guy was accused of murder and everything else, he wanted to kill him. Bezner sends the guy to be murdered. And before the guy who was accused was murdered, two agents came in and said that one of these two agents here was not even around at the time. So he said, since it's Dukim hold that you don't kill Adam Zayman until they actually carry out the sentence. But we taj kasha zamam when they wanted to do even like, so therefore I'm going to show this Dukim wrong and I'm going to kill the single aid because other aid wasn't disproven to be a liar. But the first, that aid that was proven to be a liar, so he's an Adam Zayman, I'm going to kill him. Ed ibn Acham, if I don't do it. And Shavu came and said, "Yo, you made such a boo-boo, because you should know that you don't kill Adam Zayman unless both are Muslim.
It has to be a pair.
If they came and witnessed as a pair of three or four or five, if any group of eight come as a group, you have to be mazin the entire group before you can punish them. So he did the wrong thing. So he, out of Netzachin, decided to kill him to show that he's looking wrong. And because he got so passionate, he sort of he made a mistake. So what happened? First he said, I killed Eid Zaymin in order to show the Zugin the wrong. Shahayim may would say, Ain't Eidim Zaymin the Rogan Achi Yeregan until the accused was actually killed. And therefore I killed him to show that you don't need to. You killed some blood. If they came as a pair, they both have to be found liars. You don't get mal, both were found liars. All three cases of Emzaimin, they're not responsible unless both were found liars. So what happened? From now on, he will not pass in halacha unless Shim Meshatach is around. Call Yom of Shal Yud. Now the Gemara is going to digress for a minute. Our eye is going to be from right here. That means prior to the story, Yehuda ben Tabi paskened without Shem Meshatach. Now, if Yehuda ben Tabi was the Av Bez, then you're not allowed to paskin when there's a Nasi around. You got to have the Nasi's consulting. You consult the Nasi. Must be that Yehuda ben Tabi was the Nasi. And she was Av Bezin. And then later on, he became humble. He decided, for now, I'll invite Shem Meshatach. That's the Mozraya. That you, what are you, Chacham is saying that Yehuda ben Tabi was on the Av Bezin? But definitely not, because how would he have paskened without Shem Meshatach around? He was the Nasi, like a Meir. Says he would make me digressing. All those days, he used to go to the cave of that person he killed. He heard of a crying voice. Everyone thought that it was a guy in the grave who was crying. I'm not sure why everybody thought that. The guy's dead, and everybody thought there was a dead guy. They had no problem. They'd rather believe. This is an amazing thing. They'd rather believe that it's the dead guy in the cave who's crying than the tzaddik you know, crying over the cave. And everyone believed it. And not only that, I believe. You see what happened? Omalehem, he said, guys, Koelihu, it's me. Yehuda ben Tabi said, I'm crying. And I'll prove to you, Teidu. Shalomachar humeis, tomorrow I'm going to pass away. Ve'ein koele nishma. You'll hear the voice stopped. That's the raya, that's me. Omalehem, Ravach, 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 what's the raya? Ve'dilma for Yusuf Pai, he said, maybe he was talking the mace. And why it stopped? Because somehow or another, he was finally moichlim, right? When Yehuda ben Tabi passed away, the mace said, okay, no, I'm moichl you. Or, let's go to Dintayra Shemaim. You killed me when I didn't have to die. So in other words, even at the end, people still had doubts that whether it was Yehuda ben Tabi. Yeah, exactly. He's saying it, the guy in the cave, who's not even a tzaddik, is a Rosha, or whatever, he probably was a Rosha.
He was a possible age,
that's right. Yeah, he definitely was a liar as well, but nevertheless, because he didn't have the proof. Yeah, exactly. And yet, the people believed. Just contrasted to the world today. The people would rather believe that it's a dead man crying in the cave, that even though it's a live person standing there. No, it can't be the live person. It can't be Yehuda ben Tabi. It's a dead man inside the cave who's crying. And Rabbi Acha even agrees and he says that doesn't prove anything. Anyway, what's the point of this whole exercise? Mani, who's the author of this braisa? And Yehuda ben Tabi was a Nasi, makes sense. That's why he passed into before without Shem Meshatach, his title change. How did he pass it before without the Shem Meshatach? Was it like no? My kibbutz of the coming tzeruf. No, I was talking about no raya. Maybe Yehuda ben Tabi was talking about bezin, but prior to that, Shem Meshatach wasn't a nasi. There was no nasi at that time, so therefore he passed it on his own. And now that Shem Meshatach became the nasi, he said, "I'm going to not only consult him, I'm going to combine in my bezin." If this tzeruf, I'm going to start even. I didn't even have him because there was no nasi there at all. Second mitzvah. Tesis brings a Yishami that says that Yehuda ben Tabi was a Nasi because he didn't want to become a Nasi. Look at interesting Tesis here. Av Bezin become a Nasi. It's Tesis. Hayrol Adin. Rabbi became a Nasi and would he have Paskin Halacha if Av Bezin without the Nasi being this? That's Tesis. Yishami Omer. Man Omer Yehuda ben Tabi Nasi. Whoever said Yehuda ben Tabi Nasi makes more sense. Uvdud Alexandria Mesalei. The story, the famous story that happened in Alexandria supports that story. It's what has happened. That Bnei Yerushalayim, Boim, and Nasi, the people of Yerushalayim asked Yehuda ben Tabi, please become the Nasi of Klal Yisrael. But like Kiblu, he didn't want to. Eli, he didn't want to accept it. Orak, he ran away from Eretz Yisrael. But Ozel Alexandria. So Yehuda ben Tabi ran away, such a humble person. He went to Alexandria of Egypt. He didn't want to come. A Nasi. But Bnei Yerushalayim, Koisim Yerushalayim, Agdol Alexandria, he used to write Yerushalayim, Agdol Alexandria, Haktana. He used to write these letters and say, we're writing to you from Yerushalayim, the great city, to Alexandria, the minor city, Ad Mosei Ata Yeshiv Etzlechem. Till when are you going to allow this great rabbi to sit by you? Vani Yeshev is Aguma Olav. And we here in Yerushalayim are sitting desolate over him. We miss him. So in other words, Yehuda ben Tabi is such a great man. Umadat Tani Shem Meshetach Nasi. And the other opinions, what story supports that? Uvdu the Ashkelon Mesayele, the story of Ashkelon supports him. Remember the story in Sanhedrin and Rashi? That whole story, which we'll learn in Rashi, long Rashi. Rashi so brings the whole story there where he was able to kill the 80 butchers, he lifted them from the ground, that whole story there. Okay. Interesting. Okay, back to Gemara.
It's a busy day at the office.
Yeah. Back to the Gemara. Yotzim lach neshama. Where do you go? Abaya oma yotzim latar b'zro. You have Elisha Avur. You have Menachem. What's going on over here? I mean, try to picture these tanaim. When you go to tar b'zro, what happened? Okay, with Elisha Avur, the more could understand it, we had to come up with so many answers. You know, why? Menachem, we don't even talk about it. Why is it happening? If it happened, what happened? Rav Amar Yitzchak was a melech. He was conscripted army by the king. He took with him on 80 tamidim. They're all dressed in big name malchus. I guess they joined the palace and they became advocates for the Eden. Don't treat the rabbanon lightly. The whole isur of smicha and yomtiv is pressing down on the animal. Is you being mishtamish about lechaim leis the rabbanon and you're doing a mitzvah? If and that's vegan, we don't allow you. And this is the first machlek is by Yid. We forgot to learn the Rashi, but the first Rashi on the Mishnah. Remember the important Rashi. Rashi says, "Yosi ben Yezer Omer Lismoich biyomtiv v'zuhi machlekes reshayne shehoisa bechachma Yisrael." This is the very first machlekes. Shalom Yisrael. Tase asks a question. What do you mean? We're learning more than hedin on machlekes between Shaul Melech and David Melech. If David was legitimately married to Michal by Shaul or not? So it's machlekes way before. It says Tase is over there. The Bezin and Shaul all paskin that's not a valid condition. David was a lone voice. That's not called a machlekes. Machlekes is when it's a group versus a group.
So until then, everything was
halakha. Yeah, they all.
Sinai, everyone, the so Tase explained. Was clear.
Tase explained. They forgot. They started to forget. But Tase says, "No, Tase says it." Tase was. Yeah, sorry.
The other thing is also, you had
Ezra from Sumasit. That's how Tase said. Let's do the Tase there. Tase said a very important Tase. The Zayin of Aleph. What actually happened? Yaisi ben Yezer. Bidishalmi Yom. Bidishalmi says, "Barishayna lahaya machlekes. El ala smicha bavad." This is the first machlekes on smicha. I get to talk about animals, but talking about Rabbanim also. What's the whole thing? The first people who actually had more than one machlekes was Shaman Hill. They had four machlekes. Actually, in our Gemara, only three, but there it says four. B'sherabu Talmidim v'Shaman Hill, they had a lot of students. Shalayshimshu kol tzarchan. The Talmidim didn't learn properly. Rabu machlekes b'Yisrael. That's when it all started, because they don't learn properly. V'nechalku lebeis kittis. And Judaism is divided into two groups, the Shamanikis and the Hillnikis. That's right, Shamutim. The Yeshli Tmoya, Hari Nechel Kvabi Mech Sholam Alva Brutu, Veshema, Kivin the Sholam Bezdin, Havi Savi Daita Mivel, Hoya Adun Chayil Glom. Nobody argued with Sholam Bezdin, Rakli Fi Svaras David. Loi Miskari Machle, that's how called Machleke is one against a group, is not a Machle, that's how you Machleke is. A Machleke is when you divide a community into two, and each group has a significant, even a minority has a significant amount, that's a Machleke is. Umash Omri Shami, Vomdu Shami, Hilos Adalam, Tzir Pekam, Shabbat, Shloish, 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 Shloish,
Yeah. Had Ezra sit things up in the Bayit Sheni, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you had the Anshish necessary.
So
they
would have a process and finally they come to Maskonen. There's a part of Shimon Atzadik
is the last one of them.
Right? Yeah.
So in other words,
that
influence of this unity
and ran out. Ranking
decision
eventually
ran out.
Yeah, that's what Machlekes does. The interesting to know why this should be the first. I once read a long time ago. I think safer. Why would this have been the first Machlekes? I saw a beautiful word I can't remember. Why this punkt this inyan of smicha and kabanas and yamtiv should be the first Machlekes? We'll look at the next Machlekes, which evolved from that. Says you want to write it. When here's a raya, when you say smicha, you have to use all your pressure. You just touch it on the side. And Mike, what's the big deal? You're not touching an animal on Shabbos. You're not allowed to push down an animal. But you just touch it, with a big deal. And since we have a machlek, it must be that they're pushing down. Says Gemara Meisle, Dabe B'nei Yisrael. It says, talk to the B'nei Yisrael. And it says, Adon Yakim became carbon. Then it says, we should be Samar. So we dash in B'nei Yisrael. Samchin ve'ein B'nei Yisrael Samchis. We know it's not talking about Shchita, because we have other psukim in Chulin that women keshecht. But when it comes to smicha, B'nei Yisrael, not women. They want to, they can, and others say they shouldn't be same chalol. Tanakamas they should be same chalol, and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda both say that what if they want to, they could. They want to, they could. Rabbi Yosi Sochli Abelazar. Abelazar was told me Pamach Abelon Ego Shaziv Cheshlamim. They once had a calf of Ziv Cheshlamim. They viewed as a noshim. They brought as noshim with some chalu. All the women put their hands on the lame. They should be noshim, not because they had to. They lasted nachazul noshim to make them happy. So we allowed them. Tase says from here we see. Tase says that whenever we say make them happy, we actually allowed to make a bracha as well. Nachazruach osan noshim, which really sounds like. Really, it's not min halach at all. They're not doing anything. We're just making them happy. Which sounds like it's not like Tosfos says. Tosfos from here is not so clear. In fact, from here you can argue that it's not. We learn that women when they do a mitzvah says my grandma is they're taka doing a mitzvah and therefore they're even entitled to make a bracha. That's what the shit of Rabbein Tam and Rabbein Yitzchak and the Ri. However, from this gemara here, we only did also nachas ruach and noshim. Sounds like they're not really doing a mitzvah. Just making them happy. Shouldn't be fighting.
about blowing shofar for women. Women can make a bracha on the shofar,
exactly.
That's what comes. Yeah,
but it comes more than that. When you said the woman took on themselves to,
yeah, but that's machlekes. Rama holds you don't make it. What we do?
When you said the woman took on themselves to for the kiyas shofar, right? Is that unique to the kiyas shofar?
It's a raw. The raw says that they took it. The raw says further: any woman that goes to shul 3 years in a row, for her it's a neder daraisa, and she's chayv daraisa to hear kiyas shofar. If you mat neder, they stop it. The tour brings the bach brings it down the raw in tofku peites.
Yeah, but is that because that?
Because as neder.
So in other words, it takes the neder of the get of mitzvah says shashman.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't have to make a bracha.
Yeah, but it's different. It takes on holy.
And
based on this law, they want to paskin the Avnei and others that any mitzvah, a woman will eventually live and every day, they're mechuyiv then, unless they say bli neder, they're mechuyiv then mahatayda, who continue doing it. Others argue that since they know when they get married, or they know that they're going to have this chachila zif, because this is nature and this is what, whatever, so it's like zif lechachila, they said bli neder only as long as I can, not when other responses
go. There's a difference nowadays that it became much more common that women do all of these in yon, and maybe once upon a time they didn't, but now it's all.
Why is it more common than all? I don't know. I have no idea.
A couple of years ago, my family was
I don't know.
Was in Israel, and was staying in a big apartment block. And so my grandson went into the Mifsoim in Danmon. So there's a lot of Sfardim there. So all these Sfardim women running out of the thing. Love a drug.
They don't make Sfardim, don't.
Yeah, and I didn't click until much. I didn't click while they asked you to make a bracha because it's Sfardim that aren't.
That's right. They're
not surprised you're telling you to make.
But
a
they
bracha.
Wanted the man to make a bracha for them. Or
whatever. No.
But she also says that they don't make a bracha. Okay, let's finish. And if you tell me you have to put pressure, you're not allowed to do avoyde bekotchim. You want to make them happy, fine. But how you like this is a raya that smicha is not pushing down, just touching. Therefore, it's no big deal. And that's why we have machlekes regarding shvus in the mikdash. But what? Amalu, I give you daichu. They told the woman, just touch it. They didn't tell the woman press down. They said touch it. Therefore, they weren't talking. Weren't doing a mitzvah. They just wanted to make him happy. And that's why it's not a kasha on the rina being the town from here. Luchayda b'sitz to make him happy because the taka didn't do a mitzvah. Yeah, the one smicha. Yochi lem der smicha ben ashin tevel ei dein lezmicha klal. So why do you say that? It sounds like from the bishop they did do smicha, but you only make him happy. You never did. They never did smicha. I'm going to make chod v'yikam. Two things. First of all, we tricked them. The lezmicha klal. They think they did smicha, but they didn't. Which is mamish gnevis das. Why is not gnevis das? Boy, can they last night with Hashem to make him happy? We said, okay, you know, do it.
And if they find out that they've been ripped off, that's going to make him.
Yeah, exactly. It's cheating. You know, I'll tell a goy this is a kosher meat when it's treif because you're cheating. I was a chilik goy if it's kosher treif. You have to be honest. So, unless they told the women, so what kind of nachas ruach is it? No, no. Oh, but that papa shmami, no, it's dodi and lasudi. For me, that I also, when we say that you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to lean on an animal, it doesn't matter if it's on top or on the side. Because that's what I'm telling you, it's on the side, it's mutter, it's dodi, just press on the side, it's not really avoid, love shmami, no, it's dodi, also, lavashi, I'm not filled with dodi mutter, the size mutter, called the bahadi gabo, okay, gabo, remember, it's the height of the back. I mean, the height of the back is considered on top.